It is March 2nd, 2024. It's 9:55 a.m. I'm actually getting ready to... Actually, hold on. Let me rephrase this. I just finished doing some podcast work for your Bookmark podcast. And I just finished uploading that so my partner can actually start editing all the recordings. I'm actually heading downtown today, spend the afternoon downtown. I'm planning to bring my recorder, a switch, headphones, and that's it. I'm going to be there majority of the day, so I just have to make sure that I have everything I need. Oh, and a battery pack. Don't forget the battery pack. That's kind of important. And I'm going to bring that with me at least just in case... I have a downtime so I can actually do some entertainment creative, not entertainment, but more like playing a game feel to it. But yeah, it's kind of funny because last night I actually had a leg cramp, and while I was having a leg cramp, I think I sprained my toe in the same time, so now I'm limping on my left foot and my left leg, so that's fun. But yeah, no, I'm heading downtown today and just going to hang out downtown. I'll record a log whenever I can. I have this feeling I'll have some downtime. Yeah. But yeah, it is... newsflash. It is warm again. It's going to be a high of 8, but it is cloudy. Like, incredibly cloudy. I did also check if I can fit the ART tube mic preamp on a... camera bag standing up, and yes, I can. So one step closer to make a recording bag ready to go for on location recording. I just have to figure out what kind of bag I'm gonna get. I'm probably gonna get a low pro backpack. They have a big one that's pretty slim fitting, but it's pretty deep. So it's designed for traditional DSLR, so that's good. I'm going to check that out when I'm downtown, if I can. If not, it's going to be closer to next week or something. It is 8:51 p.m. So I got home about an hour and a half ago from downtown. I spent the whole day the whole afternoon at the hospital. I'm just kind of keeping company one of my family members. So we just... chilled, tell stories, and just talking. And it's kind of funny though, because a couple of things happened this afternoon that was a little annoying. One is I realized that I might have to go to Chipotle for lunch tomorrow, and I try not to go to those kind of the Chipotle, Taco Bell, any fast food place. Don't get me wrong, those are great restaurants and fast food places. I try not to go too much heavy in the rice as a rule of thumb for fast foods. But I'm going to head down there for lunch tomorrow before I go back to the hospital. And to be honest with you, I can't wait to go, actually. There's a couple of things that I would definitely want to check out when I'm down there. So I'm going to get that for lunch tomorrow before I head to the hospital and stay there for the afternoon. So that's one weird thing just happened. The second one is going home. I left around 6:30-ish. And when I was driving home... there was an accident, and for the life of me, I don't know why people who has a fender bender get out of the side, just move to the side of the road so people can pass, so people can go through. I don't know why they stay in the middle of the road and it just causes more havoc. It's just very annoying. It just annoys the crap out of me. If you can get out of the way of the incoming traffic, that will make people a lot more happy and less problematic going in the future. But that was just very, very annoying. So the third thing, I think I did not mention this, I think I did. I did mention it because of my my toes. When I got downtown, I did park about 3 blocks away from the hospital. I walked to the hospital. I do have a cane with me because I've sprained my toes and my foot several times. So just to help ease up the walking part, I ending up buying a cane just for extra support when that happened. And it's kind of funny though, because a couple of years ago we were thinking about getting rid of it, but I told the wifey, hey, let's just keep it just in case. So we kept it, and I'm glad that we did, because I had to use it today walking downtown with it. When I got to the hospital, I was walking without it. I was fine. But this afternoon, when I was about to leave, it started throbbing. So I was like, oh, I'm glad I got a cane, because it just helped support my foot while I was walking. So that was nice. So a lot of firsts for this year. A lot of broken promises to myself for not eating rice from a fast food restaurant. So it's gonna be different. It's gonna be, I can't wait to experience Chipotle. I heard good things, but I never eaten there before. It's kind of funny though, I do miss Taco Bell, but I can't eat the Taco Bell because I'm lactose. They do everything with cheese. So yeah, that's gonna be fun. Yeah, well, that's it. It's late. I'm going to bed. Good night, guys.